2B. Vocabulary. Exercise 5A, page 26. Speaker 1.
You know, I've often wondered why, with all the technological advances that mankind has made over the years, cars are still effectively the same as they were a century ago. Isn't it time that we did away with the environmentally unfriendly combustion engine and opt instead for a cleaner source of power? It seems to me that making a case for the development of solar-powered cars is a bit of a no-brainer.
Speaker 2.
The problem is not that people don't want to read, it's that they physically can't get their hands on the books to practice their skills. It's a sad fact that in developing countries, people have little or no access to reading material. But with the innovation of mobile devices, all that seems to be changing. In remote areas where there are no libraries or bookshops, tablets could be the answer to this widespread problem.
Speaker 3.
Even though some hospitals are already utilizing robotics in surgical theaters, the human element is never far away. And that is because robots cannot take calculated risks in situations when they may be necessary to save a life. Where we need robotics is to carry out the mundane tasks in order to free up doctors to concentrate on more specialized cases and focus on the research needed to discover cures.
Speaker 4.
In order to ensure that all the peoples of the planet have access to enough safe and nutritious food, we need to find a sustainable source. The answer to that may lie with genetically modified crops. The ability to grow plants that are resilient to pests and disease, with the added bonus of reducing our dependence on insecticides, which aren't good for anyone, would be invaluable.